Let's just jump right into our next little segment of tonight because Pop needs a reason to refill his shot glass.
Here we go.
Slope of vomit.
Dad, I'm scared.
I like
Pop's favorite graphic. But these are some of my least favorite stories. If you haven't heard about these, consider yourself lucky. Florida school board member takes elementary school students on a field trip to a gay bar. Where did this happen? Broward County, Florida. Sound familiar?
Happening in that county.
If something nasty, disgusting, and degenerate is happening in Florida, chances are it's happening in Broward County.
Why isn't DeSantis descending on these people and wrecking their lives?
I sincerely hope that, I mean, first of all, you're taking them to a bar.
Which is a no-go.
That's already bad. But you take him to a gay bar.
Yep.
And not in the cool, fun, Electric Six song
well,
kind of way.
Technically, if the bar serves food, you can have people in there up until like 9:30, 10 o'clock, depending upon the state. Now, after that point, they need to be out. You shouldn't be taking kids to a gay bar. That's a big no-uh-uh.
Yeah, I'm with this person right here on Twitter, Cheryl Reynolds. The kind of bar is not even the point. It's a bar.
Yeah. You don't need to take kids to a bar.
No. This is why you got to get your kids out of public schools. This is just the beginning. Let's travel a little bit north to Kentucky, the land of fried chicken and horse races. Kentucky high school pep rally photos show students giving staff lap dances and spankings.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What?
Like, I remember in high school, you couldn't even, like, touch a teacher.
Yep. Students were dressed as Hooters waitresses.
Oh, my God.
Serving what looked like alcohol in mugs, and male students dressed in skirts and wigs. It's a almost suspicion point, man.
This reminds me of what you just said there. A couple years back, they had this company commander forced his entire company to march around in high heel shoes. If I would have been a soldier in that company, I would have told the company commander, "Fuck off, I'm not doing that."
Yeah,
I've done that probably about 18 times in my career. I just had to be respectful in how it was said.
Mm-hmm.
But like, nah, sir. I think I'm gonna go with "fuck off" on that one. Not doing it.
Okay, we're gonna have to go with a big "fuck off."
I'm your commander. You need to do what I tell you. I'm like, yeah, it's an unlawful order, sir. And
yeah.
I think I'm going to draft up a undue command influence IG complaint, and we can all just argue about it then.
I'm going to defer back to the title of the stream. I can't imagine why this guy thought that he could, the principal of the school thought that he could get away with it. Could it be that he got away with something else that was just as egregious? Kentucky principal in man pageant photos sued over handling of serious 2019 field trip incident. And there's a trial scheduled for this.
Good.
In 2022, and he's allowed to keep his job.
Wow.
What happened? Oh, here we go. Court records from Perry Circuit Court in Kentucky show that Donald Happy Mobilini and two Hazard High School teachers were sued in 2019 for not properly chaperoning a trip to Washington, D.C. and New York City, where a student was rapaid.
Oh no.
Yeah. By another student. Oh, there's the high school girls, minors in Hooters girl outfits, because this is totally standard dress code for public schools.
I'm gonna tell you right now, the dress code, there is no dress code in high school anymore. Those girls,
they dress,
they're
like,
wearing the total whore uniform from like 15 on, man.
They dress like Ornpe queens.
Yeah.
Ugh.
They're whole professionals by the time they're like,
I mean, half of them are selling feet pictures on OnlyFans before they graduate.
I know. By the time they turn 18, they're professional whole professionals.
Yeah. You know, instead of No Nut November, we need to just have it be a no simp year. You find out anybody has been paying money for an OnlyFans, you get your buddies together and you kick the shit out of them and tell them, hey, you're causing your own problem. You're overinflating these women's egos. There is a spinster bubble coming and it is going to pop like Hiroshima.
Like these women are, you know, getting out of high school, I just can't believe the shit that's going on.
I mean, the fact that they're monetized right out of the gate now, are we really surprised when these women have delusional standards and think that social media is representative of their actual market value?
I was actually looking at some of those articles that show the swipe ratios.
Oh, man.
Between men and women.
Yep.
And these women are like,
they're like swiping 500,000 times and they're only swiping yes like 5,000. So it's like 1%.
Yeah, it's less than 1%. It's totally crazy.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, ladies, most of you are average.
Yeah, fact, listen.
Half of you are below average.
You can advertise your pumpermentals on whatever you want. But at the end of the day, you know, you're selling a diminishing asset, you're a professional. And your pumpermentals are going to, their value is going to go to nothing.
Yeah, or if she likes it in the back door, it's a pumpernickel.
Yeah, it could be a pumpernickel. Yeah.
Good times. Okay, yeah. Good bread for a sandwich, which you should make me when I'm done.
Damn, we're horrible people.
I know. It is what are you going to do? That's why we have noisemakers and other random things, you know. There you go.
Watch Grunt Speak Live Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern and bring the strong stuff. Now is not the time for beer. That comes later.